Pakistani Muslim groups threaten more violence against believers. Diplomats are still struggling for a resolution in Honduras, and a call is going out for video producers to help with an outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Despite more than 100 arrests in Pakistan, tensions are still high. 8 people are dead, 45 missing, and over 100 homes destroyed following Muslim mob violence in response to blasphemy rumors. 2 Muslim groups condemn the attacks, but they're threatening to hang a Christian, even though he's been cleared of the blasphemy charges. International Christian Concerns Advocacy Coordinator Jeremy Sewell says,
"Even the accusation of blasphemy, let alone being found guilty of it, will lead to a death sentence for a religious minorities, because radical Muslims will hunt you down and pursue vigilante justice against you."
While the government claims Christians and Muslims get along, Sewell would like you to call their embassy and tell them differently, urging them to take action.
They don't want to lose faith, and the more that we can show them we're watching, we're listening, we know what's going on in Pakistan, the more likely it will be that they will try to take action.
Despite the violence, the church is growing. Next, Honduras' political crisis continues more than a month after opponents depose the president. Government function is irregular, compounding a growing humanitarian problem. The instability is troubling for ministry teams. Christian Resources International's John Lowry says they canceled this week's trip.
The new Department of State warning now takes us to the end of October, so rather than tie up all of our participants, we decided we would cancel, and when it's able to be rescheduled, we'll contact all the folks and see how many of them can jump back in on that.
It's not a lost cause. Members of their team are friends with a Honduran pastor that they were cooperating with.
We did go ahead and ship all of the materials that we intended to use for our ministry while we were in country. We shipped all of that to them, so those resources are there. And we also did have a pastor and wife from Mississippi that chose to go ahead and do the trip on their own.
You're listening to Mission Network News. 3 years of research findings are being released at UN-sanctioned International Youth Day, August 12th. One Hope began the studies in 2006. It's based on youth in 22 countries. One Hope's goal is offering the findings for free will help other organizations fine-tune their ministry. For example, 79% of youth in Namibia either don't believe or are unsure whether there is a God. You can read the detailed reports at MNNOnline.org and pray they'll be an effective tool. Meanwhile, thousands of people in the Democratic Republic of Congo have professed faith in Christ in response to outreach efforts. Sam Vinton of Grace Ministries International says teams are using One Hope's Literature and Godman DVD to reach 40,000 students at Christian schools run by national churches. Now, most of the students don't come from Christian homes.
This is a great harvest field. We feel that our focus is going to continue in this area for quite a while with the number of students we have.
Congo's government requires schools to hold chapels and religious classes. Pray for GMI as it works to provide biblical literature for all the students and as it follows up with new believers to support them and their spiritual growth.
How do you have follow-up, get literature that can be put into the hands of these new converts regarding prayer and Bible study and their Christian life? Those type of teachings that are very foundational.
And Reach Global Europe is seeking video producers to help tell the story of the need for the gospel in 4 different cities. Through a unique short-term mission trip, the Moving Europe Pictures team will fill an immediate ministry need. Only 2% of Europe's 800 million people are evangelical Christians. Reach Global missionaries serve in 30 cities on the continent and recently opened ministries in Paris, Rome, and Berlin. Go to our website to learn how you can get involved. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, yet many don't know much about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Ramadan, which begins August 22nd. Get your copy now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.